I was born in Syria. I was born in a city called Aleppo. It's like one of the most famous cities in Syria. But I was born into a Kurdish family. Well, my parents have been trying to get away from Syria since forever, actually. Like, since 2004 and all of the drama happening against Kurdish people. And then, so my dad made his journey from Syria to Europe in 2004. But then we were trying for 7 years, but we never got a visa. So we were able to come here in 2011. And it was a two-plane ticket from Aleppo to Syria's capital, Damascus, and from Damascus straight to Britain. Because I'm Kurdish, and because of my dad's background and with him leaving Syria for political reasons, we had even more danger. So I was aware of the danger since I was little, and sometimes we'd have to move because the people, the government there is brutal and they won't stop at anything. So I was aware of the danger, and I knew Syria was a wonderful place to be in, but the government was what was making it bad. So I always knew that since I was little, and it never crossed my mind that Syria would be a safe place to be in.
So how did you feel when you had to leave your dad and your family members, your cousins, your aunties, you know, people that you've grown up with?
I was overwhelmed because I don't know what to feel, because I always wanted to come to Europe, but I never actually thought about how it'd feel like to be in Europe. But then when I got the news, I was shocked and overwhelmed. Me, my mum, and my brother took the journey to Britain. And my mum had to, she's the one who protected us all the way. She was the one who was by our sides and made sure we were okay. A woman came and another woman came, but I never actually got to meet them. So I'm not sure who that person is that got us here, but I just know they got us here.